الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نية المؤمن خير من عمله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. During the Jummah Bayans in the month of Ramadan, we try and speak on those subjects which are very easy to do and by which you become easily a friend of Allah, wali of Allah. And the minute Allah befriends you, then Allah Ta'ala sees to the rest of your tarbiyat, Allah Ta'ala makes it. There was a king who had passed away, so the cabinet, his ministers, they made mashura that tomorrow, the first person who comes to the gate of the palace, we will make him our new king. And Allah shan, the first person who came was a beggar. And not only a beggar, 7 progenies of his, father, forefather, all beggars. But they decided, the first person who come, we make him our king. So they took him, put him on the throne, you are our king from today. So from the morning, around about, say about 8 o'clock till about 12 o'clock, all the matters that had to be decided, he made perfect decisions. Everyone made a perfect decision. And then he told them at about 12 o'clock when it's time for him to go and rest now. So he told 2 people to come and put their arms under his armpits and take him like a lord, like a big person, like a king. So they came, but they said, Huzur, Bacha Salamat, we want to ask one question. What question? That till this morning, you and 7 generations of yours are all beggars. And we made you a king, and suddenly you made every decision also correct. And the adab, the respects of a king, which are supposed to be of a king, that also, who taught you all this? How did you? You are beggars. Where you know about this, about kingdom and kingship and that? So he said that Allah who put me on this throne, what is it difficult for that Allah to teach me all this also and make me capable? So just like that, if a person just becomes the friend of Allah, Allah will give him all the qualities also. So we just have to look for something, and there are so many things in our deen by which we do very easily, we become the friend and the wali of Allah. And then Allah will see to everything. Maulana Jalaluddin Rum Rahmatullah is also written, which our Shaykh had mentioned many times to us, that a king, an ordinary person, street person, became friends with the king. It happens sometimes, and that is also strange, how friendship. Noor Jahan of India, the famous queen for whom Taj Mahal was built, her husband was a small boy still, he was a prince, maybe 8-10 years old, and he went to a fair, and in the fair he wanted to drink water. So there was a small girl there, 7-8 years young, small girl, and he carried always 2 pigeons with him, doves, royal pigeons, very expensive, and that was his hobby, his pet, to carry pigeons. They should sit on his shoulders. So when he wanted to drink water, he asked her, won't you just look after my pigeons while I'm drinking water? She said, no problem. He drank water, he went and collected his pigeons. 1 pigeon was missing, a royal pigeon, very expensive, and it's his pet. He loves them also, financially also, emotionally also, what its value. So he asked, but in a bit of anger, what happened? Where's my other pigeon? She very bholpana, simple-minded, just very, very simply. She said, it flew away. No big deal for her, it was nothing big. He was so impressed with this, then he asked her, how did it fly away? She made the other one fly away. She said, like this it flew away. So then he fell in love with her. And he kept her as his wife, and how he looked after her, not only that, Till today, the whole world goes and see the seventh wonder of the world, the Taj Mahal in Agra in India. Now, all this is just that love that comes. So we just get Allah's love. What could that king do for his wife? He built the Taj Mahal for her. Allah will build your palaces in Jannat for you. Allah will give you that aqid and strong firmness in aqidah. And Allah will give you that akhlaq and character. The people will be surprised. And I've seen with my eyes, friends of ours, we were friends, and some were more naughtier than others, and we know, as friends, we know one another. But just see, by sohbet of mashayikh, where Allah took them. Hey, people falling at their feet, and we think when we were small, what were these? We were friends, we know one another very well, we know the inside lives of one another. But this is when Allah chooses you. So those few a'mal we have been mentioning this Jummah, the first Jummah, the a'mal of Jummah, the practices of Jummah, which comes in the hadith, and that are that a person must make ghusl, wear his best clothes, his clean clothes for Jummah. And secondly, he must come walking to the masjid. Thirdly, come as early as possible. Fourthly, sit as close as possible to the imam. Fifthly, listen attentively, whatever is being said. And sixthly, don't do anything useless. All so simple things, but on that Allah will make you his wali. And once Allah has made you his wali, everything else Allah will do. The next week, second week, we spoke about Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is such a thing, Allah will just pull you. Also one friend of ours, we in Deoband together, and we know one another again, and we know the weaknesses also of one another, everything, how he studied, what his presence was in the lessons, etc. But every Jummah, whenever he had the opportunity of making bayan, on Durood Sharif he should make. And his maut came on a Jummah. After he made bayan on Durood Sharif, after that his maut came. So just see how Allah will pull you. What Durood Sharif, and so easy. And what a pleasure to read Durood Sharif. And no controversy in Durood Sharif. Other things, this alim got this to say, that alim got that to say, this school of thought, that's no controversy in the Durood Sharif. The whole world is unanimous on Durood Sharif. So just read Durood Sharif. Last week, the third week, we spoke about Nafil Namaz. Ishraq, Chasht, Ishat, Awwabin, Tahajjud. And as we had explained, and those who are not yet, try and listen to it. Now Allah made it so easy. It's all recorded. It's on the website easily. And mashallah, our brother who is the manager of our website has made it so user friendly. Easily you can go to what you're looking for. Just go there in audios, webs, web Jummah bayans, and you'll find it. With the date, and immediately you are there already, and you can listen to the bayan. So in detail, we try to explain the nawafils that if a person makes, by that Allah promises in a hadith, a Qudsi, Allah will make you his friend. And as I explained, once Allah has made you his friend, everything else, your temper, Allah will take care of. You can't control your eyes, Allah will take care of it. Allah will let your eyes be under control. And what you have, you're lazy, you are lethargic, you are always feeling low and down, Allah will give you that qualities of a mu'min. Just do these few things. Today, what I intend speaking about is intention. Intention is again such a thing, so easy to make niyat. But we also, Murphy's law. What is the easiest is the most what we neglect so much. What is the most beneficial, we are just so much unmindful of it. Reading La ilaha illallah is so beneficial. It should be on our tongue. It comes in the hadith that this ummah, one of the special qualities of this ummah is that anything they will just read La ilaha illallah. You became happy on something, La ilaha illallah. You are shocked about something, La ilaha illallah. You are driving and there's a danger, a hazard. Driving hazard, La ilaha illallah. This should be common on our tongue. And this is a sign of being an ummati. That La ilaha illallah is just on your tongue all the time. But unfortunately, we are so far from it. And it's so valuable. What La ilaha illallah, Allah forgives all your sins. What La ilaha illallah, Allah makes you His beloved. Allahu Akbar. Just what La ilaha illallah, a sinner becomes a wali of Allah. What La ilaha illallah, a kafir, 99-year-old kafir who did so many acts of kufr and the biggest sins, immediately becomes a mu'min and he becomes a wali of Allah. A jahannami becomes a jannati. A person who was hated by Allah becomes the best friend of Allah Ta'ala. Just with La ilaha illallah. So anyway, intention is also a great, great ibadah. And very surprising also that almost every muhaddith, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, all great, great muhaddithin, started the kitab with the hadith of intention. And there are two things, there are two separate things, we shouldn't mix them up, though they do overlap, and we should understand it in that context. One is intention, one is sincerity. But the intention, some people actually make intention of dunya's things, for dunya's pleasure. So that is, you made intention, but you made the total wrong intention. There is no sincerity. Sincerity is something else. Intention is something else. Intention we are very, very negligent about. First of all, if we think that we haven't made intention of life, for what am I in this world? What is my purpose of life? We haven't made that intention. So all the other smaller things, where are we going to fit in there? When we haven't made intention of, for what am I here in this world? And also, another thing we should remember, that there is no vacuum by Allah Ta'ala. If we haven't made an intention, doesn't mean we're living without an intention. Like for example, you sit in your car, you're going somewhere, and you don't know where you're going. Somebody asks you, where you're going? I don't know where I'm going. You got no intention. You got your GPS also, but you haven't punched in any destination, any address. You're just driving, wasting petrol, driving around, taking turns, giving sharp breaks, doing all things, but you don't know where you're going. You got no intention. Like that, or another example, like a ship at sea that hasn't got a rudder. It's got no direction. It's just going. The winds are blowing it this side, that side, that side, that side. The waves are blowing it, moving, letting it go this direction. It's got no direction. We might think that nobody can be so stupid, but really, we haven't made intention in our life. Each one of us think, what is my intention of living? Why am I in this world? Why has Allah put me? What is my intention? We haven't made an intention of lifestyle. So if we haven't made an intention, we got no direction. And a person without direction, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, our sheikh used to say, is like a dog that has got rabies, like a mad dog. It's running this direction, then it runs this direction, then it's running that direction. That is our life. Whatever, we see a woman, we move in that direction. We see a car, we move in that direction. We see a business opportunity, we move in that direction. We got no direction in our life. Just whatever, the waves are pushing us, the winds are pushing us, we're moving in that direction. We haven't made a niyat of life. What must be the niyat? Akhirat. We are in this world not for the sake of this dunya. And every morning when we get up, and we should read kalima. Many of us don't read our du'as also. And I can tell you with quite surety, though I'm not with you when you wake up, but I can tell you, many of us don't read our du'as. We don't read kalima when we get up. Or what we do, we stretch our hands like a beast or like a bear or an animal. Like that we get up. And we get cross on the wife. Why you woke me up? I still want to sleep. All those things, but no kalima. At that time, read our kalimas, read the morning du'as. And very, very sad, people who are regarded as learned, and all this, ask anyone the du'a when you get up in the morning, a small child also knows it. But ask who reads it, you will find usually dead silence. Once we were in one foreign country in Malaysia, and we are having a program for the ulama, and it was on the upstairs of the masjid. We all walked up after Asr Namaz. When I sat down, I asked them all, when you're walking up the stairs, what is the dua to be recited? All of us also know. Everyone knows Allahu Akbar. I asked who recited it? All were dead silent. No one recited it. Knowledge is not deen. Amal on knowledge is deen. That is what is deen. Ma'lumat, ma'at, ma'at is part of deen. And ma'lum, ma'mulat, to speak, to practice upon it, that is what is deen. So this is what is required. So make niyat every morning and spread this word. Go and tell the family, tell our friends, those who are ulama, make bayan on it. And when we tell it so many times, then inshallah it will come into us. By one time listening, it doesn't come from experience. And one, two times speaking about it also, it doesn't come. It is when we practice, when we keep on, then Allah will make the asbab for it, and you will start practicing. And what is required is practice, is amal. That is what is required. Not only knowledge, not only bayan, but to practice. That is what is required. So our niyat is akhirat. Our niyat is the pleasure of Allah. Our niyat is which Quran Sharif says why we are created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created jinn and man, but for one purpose, and that is to worship me. And we haven't made our niyat worship. How many of us, our niyat is to my degree, I must get my degree. Whatever happens, I'm going to study hard. I must get that degree also. I must get that degree also. Then I must get this post. I must get that post. And we work according to that. We make friends in order to get that post. We intercede by people in order to get a job, to get a post. Even if it is in dunya's line, whether it's universities, whether it's government, or whether it's in Darul Ulooms, to get into a Darul Uloom. That's our object. And then it is either business. I must become a tycoon. I must become a millionaire. That is my object in life. I must become this. I must become that. I must, one small boy we met, very nice, talkative boy, he says, I must get a Porsche. That is my, in my life, I must get a Porsche. And he specifies which Porsche he must get also. So that we, when there is no vacuum, if we now make niyat of deen, Allah's ibadat, akhirat, then our niyat becomes this. I must pass my matric. I must do this. Dunya becomes our object. So Allah's ma'rifat, that is, illa liya'budun, ay illa liya'arifun, the recognition, ma'rifat of Allah, that is why Allah has created me. So niyat of life we must make. Then for example, these nafil namazes, the niyats that we can make here, we make these nafil namazes, but make niyat in nafil namaz for as many namazes as you make niyat, you will get so many sawab. So nafil you can make, for example, your salatul tawbah, salatul hajah, salatul shukr. Then which nafil you are making, whether it's istikhara, then whichever namaz you are making, whether it's tahajjud, whether it's ishraq, whether it's charge, that's salatul tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu. All this, about 8 niyats you can make when you make 2 rakats of namaz. And you will get the sawab as though you made 8 rakats of namaz. We know for us to make 8 rakats nafil namaz, today it's like a mountain, moving a mountain from its place. But 2 rakats is easy. We have courage to make. And Allah is so merciful. A buzurg says, oh Allah, your gifts are so great, my lap is so small. I can't manage to take everything you, Allah is the giver. So why don't we become the takers? Allah is giving and Allah gives, you can't imagine. And really a person will be so sorry in the akhirat when he comes to know that Allah was giving so much and I didn't take. A group of people were walking, a jamaat, they got lost somewhere in the jungle. And they came across a place where they saw shining, beautiful stones, middle of the night. They didn't know what it was. Somebody decided to pick up 5 stones, somebody 10, somebody 20, somebody 1. Somebody didn't pick up, we are lost, we're carrying our baggage, and we must still pick up stones also. In the morning, walking, they came out at the village. When they came out at the village, they told those people, we came across a place, we found this, oh, those are the most precious diamonds in the world. But it's in such a dangerous place, wild animals, etc., and all other hazards that are there. We never dared to even come and go near. You people in your
ignorance, not knowing, you walk past. So the person who picked up 5 diamonds, is he happy or sad? He's sad. One who picked up 20 is sad. Sad. And the one who picked up 1, what to say? And the one who didn't pick up? So we are going through the jungle of dunya. And here are so many hazards here. And that village that comes in front is akhirat. And when we come there, we were told you went in that jungle which was very dangerous. But you passed through, and whoever picked up how many diamonds from here, it is in his share. And who didn't pick up, what to say of that? So this is the opportunity to pick up these diamonds. And no matter how much shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is so kind, He has put the diamonds also, and just nuggets on top. You don't need a license, you don't have to dig into the ground. They are just lying on top, just pick them up. That's all you have to do. They are ready polished, they are ready cut, they are ready everything. Through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have been informed, the Sahaba ikram, the ulama, and make dua for all the great ulama. The deen we got ready made at the dasturkhan. You don't have to cook the food today. You don't have to go and buy your rice and cook your biryani. Everything is ready for you. Your hands are also washed. You don't even have to go to the tap. They brought the water to you. Now, don't you even just want to eat little? And what? Not this dunya's little which goes in the toilet. This is this which will go into Jannah. Eat from this dasturkhan. So if we make niyat of all this, the various namazes, we will get so much sawab. So, and then again, if you make another niyat also, make niyat for Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't need our namaz. But it is our, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam was being sold on the markets of Egypt, an old poor lady was also going to bid for him. He was put on auction. So this poor old lady also, somebody said, Amma Jan, old lady, where are you going? Where you stand a chance? She said, I know I stand no chance. I'll never, today the kings are bidding. And me, a poor old lady, where I stand a chance? But my name will be written amongst those who were the bidders for Yusuf alayhi salam. So just we put our name in that we also made Isa alayhi sawab for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is our namaz? What is our nurud? What is our ibadat? But our name will be these people who are also those who put their name in, who tried. So make niyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, then all the azwaj, wives, awlad, all family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, all the ulama, the mashayikh of the ummah, then our parents, and on top till where the silsila. We don't usually think of our dada, our par-dada, great-grandfather, we don't think about. But just in this, they all will be included. Then our brothers, our sisters, and then all our children, my children, my brother's children, my sister's children, all of them, all my family, my uncles, my aunties, everyone, all those who are connected with me in some way or the other, those who did favors to me, those who got rights on me, my ustads, my mashayikh, my students, my muridin if you got, or your sheikh if you got a sheikh, all of them. And the whole ummah and all the Muslims from Adam alayhi salam till the Qiyamah day, every Muslim. Inshallah, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah, what a arif of Allah. He says, it's my zawk and my tabiat. And Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi also, that all of them Allah won't divide and give them. Allah will give them all the full amount. And inshallah, you made this niyat, it will be as though all of them made that 2 rakats of namaz. You made 8 niyats, 16 rakats, and they all made it, and now that sawab is coming into your account. Like if we're sitting to eat, and I put one morsel of food in his mouth, they will think he's giving us all, he's not eating, let us give him. You gave them all one, they will give you 5 people are eating, you get 5 morsels of food in your mouth. So inshallah you will get all this. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. In whatever we do, one friend told a very valuable point. When we do our weekly, monthly, daily shopping for the house, groceries, whatever it is, make niyat for visitors. And you get that sawab already. And not only that sawab, but now no hisab kitab in there. Allah won't question you on that. The minute food is, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, said, whenever I want to eat something which I like, which I desire, sometimes your tabiat desires for something, and everything we will be asked on the day of Qiyamah. One time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his senior khulafa radiallahu ta'ala anhum, went to Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. They were very, very hungry. He brought some khajurs, ripe ones, little, unripe ones. He brought everything he presented. When they ate finished, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On the day of Qiyamah, these ni'mats, you will be asked about them. What did you, where did you get it? How did you use it? What did you do with that strength? All that you will be asked. They said, oh Allah's Rasul, when we were so hungry and desperate even then. He said, yes, even then. So we will be asked. But the minute your niyat is guests, visitors, or you sit with guests, no hisab kitab in there. So easy. So when we do our shopping, just make that. You buy a new car, make sure, make a niyat. I'm buying it to go masjid. You use it for other things also, but that's by the way, and don't use it for haram. You to go to masjid, I will take buzurts, I'll take jamaats in my car, I'll use it for deen's work, I'll take my wife for ladies programs, etc. All that. One person was building a house, so he put a air vent. Today, like a window, say in our time he put a window. So a buzurg asked him, why you put this? He said, for fresh air. He said, had you made the niyat that the sound of adhan will come through here, you should have got that sawab. You can make niyat for fresh air, no problem. But just your niyat difference. And see, every time the sound of adhan comes, you are getting sawab. So niyat, when we go to sleep, sleep is a necessity. We have to sleep. But just make your niyat. Allahu Akbar. It comes in the hadith. The sleep of an alim is more superior than the ibadat of an abid. And this is that abid who has got the basic knowledge of deen. Then it became ibadat. His wuzu is correct. His niyat is correct. But it's not the alim who got the details of deen. So the alim's sleep is better than the ibadat of the abid who makes whole night tahajjud. And Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi explained this. Otherwise we can't understand it. How can it be? So he explained it so beautifully. He said, you have a carpenter working for you at home. He's doing a job. In that process, his saw blade became blunt. Now he's sitting to sharpen it. Now you can't tell him and you won't tell him, this 10 minutes you're sharpening the blade, I'm subtracting from your wages. Because that you're not working for me. If you tell him, he'll say, but I'm doing it to do your work properly. Your work which I'm doing. So the alim who sleep is taking rest so that he can do the work of deen. Therefore, you're putting oil in your head, make the niyat, that my oil, the machine must work properly. If it seizes, if your engine seizes, no oil, what will happen? Nothing will happen. If my brain seizes up, you don't sleep, you become a madman, what will happen to you? So, your sleep also just make that. So niyat, there isn't enough time. And inshallah, the kitab is ready, it will be printed soon. When niyat we've tried and collect, a good friend of ours, of all the different aspects of life. And how many niyats, Quran Sharif, we read without niyat. There are up to 20 niyats, Ibn Kathir, rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam. We come for jamaat namaz, we don't make niyat, we just come for namaz. There are up to 15 niyats, Sahibi Mazahiri Haq has written. And you just make this niyat, and then see inshallah, where a person reaches. Buzurgs, they also got the same lifespan like us. They also got 24 hours. They also got their physical limitations as we have got. But by niyat, they fly and soar into the air. So niyat is a great thing by which you can become a great wali of Allah. Maulana Qamaruz Zaman sahab rahmatullah alayhi say, as you become old, your physical strength becomes less. You become weak. You can't do anything. But now, start working with niyat. What niyat you can do, and you can reach where and where with your niyat. May Allah let us understand this very valuable, important aspect of deen, and make amal accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana,
alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.